So we continue our conversation about fruit juices and their susceptibility to tumah. So Reb Elazar mitameh mishum mashke. Reb Elazar says that these liquids, date honey, silan, and apple cider, are in fact liquids for the purpose of tumah. So now we have Reb Natan's interpretation of Reb Elazar. Tani, Reb Natan Omer. Lo shirilazar mitame mishumashke. It's not that Rilazar actually says that these are tame mishumashke, because as we said, there's much evidence in Shas that these aren't mashke for many areas of halacha, for Shabbat and for for the purpose of Shabbat and Shechita. And now we're talking about Hechsher. Alma nechlaku al shenafal tocho mashke. Talking about a case in which one of the actual shemashkin, let's say water or oil, fell into fruit juice. Shirulazar now says that the liquid that's present is not batel, and therefore it is susceptible to tumah. And the chachamim say it follows rov. Meaning, according to him, he agrees that only the sheva mashkin that are in machshirin are mekabel tumah. The yad shachatam, right? Yayin and chalav, shemen. Yayin dam, shemen, chalav, tal, dvash, and mayim. V'chomom rochen achar harov. Remember they say, right, they follow rov, meaning they both hold these are the only equations. The only question is whether when you mix one of the sheva mashkin into this, is it batel or not? So according to Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Elazar didn't, right, he doesn't argue that they're only seven. He just argues in the laws of Bittel. And al daita renata and Rabbi Meir Elazar ben Yaakov Elazar shloshen amru d'arechad. And in that sense, he is part of a respectable group of people who think that liquid is not going to be bought to even in Rove. So Rabbi Meir du'amar ein me peirat mevatlin lola. So Rabbi Meir holds in machshirin that even a drop of another liquid is never going to be batel. So there he says that if a drop of water falls into fruit juice, so the mixture is subject to tumah. Right, even though it's majority fruit juice, it's not batel. And there are other manifestations of this as well. Mar Fulda calls Gabi me mikvah, memsach, chasarachav, novel dochasam, me pira, inam malin, shembetelin. That it's also true that other liquids will not be batel when they go into a mikvah. Sheilu bad lo yamalin ota, because if they were, then they would be batel. Right? And the Rosh Shavuot quotes are different. It says, "Lo yadati yechem shem." I don't know where it's from. The Shema who plugged the dil el the sefer the mashkin osin perot the afshar the let be mayim called him. So Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, where does he hold this? So Detani, because the Mishnah says in Machshiren, Elazar ben Yaakov omer tzir tahor fish brine that is tahor shenavel dochol mayim kalshu where the small amount of water fell in. Even though fish brine is not one of the seven liquids, he clearly holds it. Since there's water in it, it is tummy. That's how Yerushalmi understands it. Now, the Bavli disagrees. The Bavli in Bechoro quotes Reb Elazar ben Yaakov differently. And this is quoted in the Rosh Tzurilio. And he says, "Before so berak alokeach behema tzir lav bar kibulei tumah who elat nechshu amaritz la'arev mayim mechza al mechza b'tzir shenavu l'tochat tzir mayim tmeim kol shu shamayim rishonim tahorim tamei da mayim rishonim chozim v'neorim v'tahara me'oreret tumah v'havu mayim ruba kol tamei rabbanan pligi alei." According to the Bavli, the reason Elazar ben Yaakov is machmir is not because he thinks that water is never batel. He thinks that people would dilute it 50-50, and then you add a tiny bit more water. Well, magic. It's now more than 50%, and therefore it is now majority water. And if that's the case, the Bavli clearly holds on, like the Yerushalmi, that water is batel. Now, the Rambam in Tumat Ochlin, in fact, in Tumat Ochlin, Paskins like Elazar ben Yaakov. If I just read it to you in Perek Atet Zayin Daled, Kol Tzir Becheskat Mukhshar. It's here to our Shalom Tochum, I'm called Shinareya, call Masho Machshir. It Becheskat that. And this seems to go according to the Yerushalmi. There are some who try to figure out whether it goes like the Bavli. But at first glance, it definitely sounds like the Rambam is paskening, not like the simple understanding that we just quoted from the Bavli, but like this Yerushalmi, right? This is a broader methodological question of whether the Rambam in fact does this. I mean, he often paskens like Yerushalmi. The question of whether he paskens like like the Yerushalmi even against the Bavli, that's a much more complicated question. He does in fact seem to. Okay, so my time the Rabbanan. This position of Rabbi Lazar is the third. Okay, so our Mishnah didn't accept Rabbi Natan's view. Our Mishnah holds according to Rabbi Lazar, fruit juice is a liquid, right? That he takes the more radical position. So how do we get there? So time your laws are v'chol mashke, because the pasuk says all liquid, and we say all liquid. That means when we call the pasuk is we call ochel asher yachel asher yavol of mayim ma v'chol mashke says that v'chol kli yit ma. So he says kol mashke is kol mashke. So my time is one and asher yishotah. Let's be drunk. And as we saw, most fruit aren't drunk; they're eaten, which again goes back to the bracha question that we discussed yesterday. So my Rabbi Lazar. Kirav Yishmael, and methodologically, how does he get there? The Yishmael do Omar Pradu Klal Akol Bichlal, because he holds, Yishmael holds that if you have a Prad and then a Klal, so we follow the Klal. Right, this is when the Shlosh is saying Midr Shatorah Nit Drashet Bohem. So here, first we go water, then we do everything. It's according to Yishmael. It now expands it to all liquids. The Ruba mi Rishmael, but the Rilazar goes even beyond Rishmael do Amar, because Rilazar is saying a filu pradu klal v'chazer pradu kol b'chlal, right? That even if it's pradu klal, right? Now there's a lot of girsa issues here. Let's maybe just read a few more lines, right? So in this case, it goes to any, because there's a afterwards, Asher Yishote, right? So it's a Prat Uchal Chlal, no, it's a Prat Uchal Prat, rather. And then you should imply the rule of Iyata Don Elekena Prat and limit it. So Rabbi Pirgore, the Kesarin, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kiri Yishmael. He holds like Rabbi Yishmael. Elekach Mesh Rabbi Lazar Lechacham. You're right, but what's the reason? So Madi Lechon Asher Chal Prat Lechal Saruach. So he says that the Asher Yachel excludes spoiled food. And it has to be food and not spoiled food. Now, how far does it have to decay? Is it to the point, and we talked about this before, is it the point where it's not edible by people or not edible by animals? Or is it that if something was once edible by people, so then it needs to go under the edibility of dogs, but it was never edible, right? And again, this is relevant in Pesach issues. And therefore, he says, once that's the case, and the prat is not available to teach this halacha, so then we're just left in a regular prat uchal, and therefore, we don't have the prat uchal uprat. Therefore, we go beyond. Now, there is another girsa that switches it from everything to prat uchal called prat. Now, it's difficult, because first of all, in general, by klal uprat, he holds we follow the prat. And in this case, the klal uprat of kol mashke asher yishoteh is not followed by another klal, which is why many change the gersa. Mar Fulda tries to defend, offers at least one suggestion that it means pradu chal, even though it says klal pradu chal, it means pradu chal uprat, because they're similar methodologically. Okay, Pnei Moshe is another way, but let's continue. So Amr Lo, they said them lo domen ochel mashke, and they said no, they're not the same. Because lo im amar to ba'ochlin, if you say ba'ochlin, shekain ochel sarochim mikarotar. Because something that was originally spoiled, it was just never food, and therefore it was always tar. Tomer mashkin, shekain mashkin sarochim mikarotame. But by liquids that are originally spoiled, wait, would you say that it's subject to tuma? Sorry, it is subject to tuma, and therefore liquids are more chamor than food. Now, is this every liquid? So Rashi really says, no, it's not. It's seawater, which we'll see. Yolz is different. The point is, there's at least one exception, according to him. Another reason why it's different. Lo mamarta ba'ochlen, shekein, ochlen miuchad l'adam ein sheikh machshava. And food that are meant for people don't need machshava, but tomer maskim, and maskim, we always need machshava, as we saw. Yitain, yutan dum dechi, yitain, shekein maskim miuchad l'adam sheikh machshava. And therefore, liquids are in fact more chamor. As Gemara says, "Mimneisha tzrichan machshava yeh mashkas roch mekarot tamei." So what? Just because it needs machshava, right? You said that that if it's spoiled from the beginning, it's subject to toma. On the contrary, ho'al dein tzrichan machshava dein machshava yeh mashkas roch mekarot tamei shuvi tahor. Right. So I guess we'll continue the discussion. This is going to keep going. Later, but rather than basically the next, most of the next Talmud is going to be working out this, continuing to work out this, this Drasha.